can talk to you, it's better.
I don't know, it's up to you.
Yeah, I can talk to you. I like to.
Yes, Rama, I just want to say, next Saturday we're going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Mahamushana. And I'm putting a video together, just getting interviews from you know, different people. I wondered, like, if you know, you have some time later, could I just...
Time later? Can I inform you that it's 10 o'clock right now?
Oh, no.
This is later. What time are you going to get up tomorrow morning? It's 10:15 right now.
Oh.
I still got to go back to Coventry. It's a good thing it's only 15 minutes away, right?
Half an hour.
Huh? If he drives,
he's trying to tell me it's 15 minutes. It's more like an hour.
It's
more like an hour.
One time I went to Mena, 1 hour 15 minutes, and what was this, the appearance?
Yeah.
It's almost your disappearance.
I have to go before, yeah, it was late because it's.
Can we turn that up
late
a little?
Yeah.
So in the morning,
turn that
suddenly they said, yes, no, I have to go.
I doubt I'm going to get much. That's fine.
Even if it's just 5 minutes of you just saying something.
We
about
should just do it right now, and then you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Maharaj, we didn't have Darshan of your deities. Will you show them tomorrow at Coventry?
But show them, but
you Darshan. When we get to see them.
Well, you have to come over to where they are. I'm not taking.
What
do you
mean?
He's
one.
Are you talking about Radha Damodar or Gauranitai?
Yeah,
Radha Damodar is there.
Okay. We just shut the door.
Radha,
they're already there in Coventry.
Yeah.
Where are Gauranitai?
Gauranitai is in Budapest.
We have to go tomorrow and see them.
Yeah, I saw them in Navam.
They're so beautiful, Mara. Just even on the website, it's really beautiful.
Damodar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I can't travel so many deities now. I'm getting old. Plus, computer. It's become like the main deity. So I do all my writing on. Nice, so many students. Very,
yeah, this is the Palmyra National University.
Very, very good. Very encouraging.
Yeah, it's Niteketan, it's doing program every Tuesday and Thursday.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we need to preach to the university, preach to the leaders.
I went the other day in Austin University. 50 students.
Is this on? Is the heating on? Do you turn it off to save another 5 quid?
You turned it off, I think.
No, it's on.
Okay, yeah, that's on. That's on. I guess it'll come.
I think it'll just warm up.
But why is it off? I don't know. That. Sometimes
the order,
switch it off.
What is it?
So, just a little, because it's going to be a montage of different interviews. All I would like really is just perhaps you just talking a little bit about how Pandavashana, like particularly in Birmingham or in general, if you'd like, how it's advantageous for the youth and why it's a good thing.
What?
For
Pandavasena,
yeah, for spreading Krishna consciousness, Birmingham Pandavasena. Just about why it's a good thing and how it's important for I guess for the youth of you know modern day society and why it's an advantageous thing for the youth.
Okay.
As well, if.
This is going to be really short, though.
Yeah, no, of course, that's fine. If you just continue, you don't need to look at the camera. You can just face Mataji here and just state the answer. Or, or your statement.
Close up the door, please. One important aspect of Pandavasena is that it's really identifies as preaching to the youth. Youth really means over 16, and not just Asian youth, but just everyone who's out there. In one sense, this Pandavasena title sort of has a Indian connotation. We used to have manner youth form at one time. That seemed a little more encompassing. But
it was all. Somebody just said to me, "This is hard," and just it all.
Anyway, it, preaching should be systematic, and It's like when you go hunting. You go, of course we don't go hunting, but when you do go hunting, you go hunting for a certain type of animal. If you go hunting for birds, then you shoot up there. If you you don't go rabbit hunting up in the sky. And so you have to target. One has to actually target what it is that we want. So same thing with preaching. We have to target our preaching to a particular audience. Because audiences vary, therefore the presentation should also vary. So we're presenting to youth, then we should present things in a very upbeat, dynamic, scientific, systematic way. How we present Krishna consciousness in a way that will actually be attractive to them. Preaching to older people is something, that's something else. You're preaching to little children, then you do do it in a different way. So it needs to be dynamic, but particularly we shouldn't be stuck on any particular cultural or national boundaries, but rather we should just appeal to the youth.
And can you just give one final message to the Birmingham Foundation on what they can do? Not necessarily what they can do, but just a message to, I guess, encourage them to continue doing what they're doing, spreading Krishna consciousness, doing Harinam.
The most important thing to make Pandava Sain successful is that each member becomes more and more Krishna conscious. Otherwise, Pandava Sain becomes a show. So Pandava Sain will be as effective as each individual members are becoming more and more Krishna conscious by their own personal chanting, increasing their sadhana, reading Bhagavad Gita, and so on. In other words, that they become devotees. And Pandava Sain, the members become devotees. Naturally, people they talk to will become devotees.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Ramaj.
Okay, thank you very
much. Thank you. Very well.
You want me to eat this here? Coffees.
So I need more milk is it? One and a
half. That's enough.
I can do it.
Very good.
Improving charity. As a Grihastha, we get up in the morning, try to chant most of the rounds, and then sometimes, like myself, I'm chanting on the bus 3-4 rounds. Is that I don't get the same quality, but again, I'm completing. What would you say in such circumstances?
If it's only 3-4 rounds, it's all right. Krishna also understands. If we're doing our best, Krishna also understands that. He reciprocates with that.
You were asking the question about a different topic, because as we hear in the broadcast, we all hear about Dasya Rasa being in Vrindavan. Yeah.
About what?
Dasya Rasa, Dasya Bhakti. Like Hanuman is considered to be the Acharya of Dasya Rasa. What about Dasya Bhakti being in Vrindavan? Who are the embodiments of Dasya? I said, Rakta Kin Chitra Kapi.
There's Brajadas, Brajadasya, Raktak, Patrak, those who are Krishna's servants. And then the ultimate issue, Zim Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dasya Bhav is there in everyone. Everyone considers that one just a servant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, servant of Krishna. It's not avastara and naralila, but when everyone becomes conscious of Krishna's supremacy, then it comes out in everyone.
Another question you asked is there any existence of shantas, Vrindavan is complete? What about the trees, the water, flowers?
They're not in pure shantaras. They also have other relationship, and they also have bhav of braj, which means that they have maturya, they have, so there's no pure shantaras like that, no mystic yogis, that type of thing. Even though they may be passive in their service, but the mood, their service may appear to be shanta because it's passive, but they have more than just shanta mood. In Vrindavan, all the rasas are there to some extent in everyone.
What about the example of Uddhava, who became the grass, or he wanted to become grass?
But it doesn't mean that he loses his bhava, that he's servant, he's friend. He doesn't lose that. But he remains. But he's actually trying to enhance, in the form of grass, he's trying to enhance his bhava by getting gopi bhava, by the mercy of gopis, by the foot dust. So just having the service of, for instance, shanta, doesn't mean that the mood is shanta. In Vrindavan, there's no like that. Shanta means that they're not doing anything constructive. They have very, very basic bhav, just very basic sthai bhav, but no service relationship.
The example of Prahlad Maharaj, will he be considered being in shantaras? Because he's not actively doing service like Hanuman or Pandavas.
I don't know, I'd like to look to see.
But he is doing service, he's glorifying Krishna, isn't he? Through his teachings, and he teaches the children in that school.
Active service, yeah, glorification is there all the way through, in all the processes.
No, not yet. His Nrisingadev's relationship with him is like father and son. And instead, when Prahlad Maharaj is engaged both in his preaching, like either to schoolmates, his offering of prayers to Nrisingadev, his accepting of the kingdom on Nrisingadev's order. The key is really where it says that he was experiencing different types of ecstatic bhava, and Krishna was maintaining all of his bodily necessities. He was too involved in Leela to be actually a Shantabhakta. Shantabhakta, specific characteristic is that they're off in the Himalayas, they're off in the mountains, and they're worshipping Krishna at a distance through the process of meditation. Prahlad Maharaj is actively involved in Leela.
Vasudeva Ghosh, he comes in Chaitanya.
As in his incarnation. Yeah. Or others. I have to. I'm going to go. This is too much.
Thank you.
How will you go? Is somebody going to take you?
I've got a whole choice of people to take me. Either Nita is going to take me or.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. It was very kind of you.
With.
She had. Did you tell us?
No,
you had a
dream. I had a dream of you.
She had a dream of you, and just after a week we heard that you were coming here.
Krishna does these things. You know, devotees say they have a dream of me. If it was me actively in everyone's dreams, I wouldn't be sleeping at night.
Well, you weren't shouting at me, Maharaj. You were giving that to me in the dream. You were telling me.
Really, that's a switch. Yeah. Yeah, Krishna.